standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. Well, I'm standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. I can't stand around all day, you know I gotta run.
Hello, I'm Todd DeFeo, publisher and editor of railfanning.org. In mid-December, I presented Oddities on the Georgia Rails to the Georgia Archives. It provided a fun look at some lesser-known railroad stories and anecdotes that show rail travel wasn't always the glamorous mode the history books recall. I've opted to break the presentation into a series of shorter podcasts. I hope you enjoy this presentation. Railroad operations were quite often less than smooth affairs. Monday, April 30th, 1900. If anybody's familiar with railroad history, you might know this as the day of Casey Jones' famous wreck in Vaughan, Mississippi. But I don't want to go to Vaughan, Mississippi today. I want to go 375 miles away from Vaughan, Mississippi, to the Hall County community of Belmont. And on that particular day, it probably seemed like a fairly normal day for the passengers on the Gainesville, Jefferson, and Southern Railroad. And in Belmont, what happened is two trains would meet. One train was coming from Gainesville, and another train coming from Social Circle. And what the trains would do is the locomotives on each train would swap, and they would move from one train to the other train. And as you might imagine, on this particular day, the locomotive switch was anything but smooth. As the crew changed the locomotive, a passenger car somehow detached from one of the trains. There were about 9 or 10 people on this particular passenger coach, and they went on the wildest ride that they couldn't have expected, and nor did they pay extra for. And if we look at the collection of passengers who were on this particular coach, it must have sounded like the start of a bad joke. We had a newspaper editor, we had the sheriff, and we had a prisoner. And they all get on board a runaway train coach. With each second that passed, the speed of the car increased, and it soon became apparent that a wreck was almost a certainty. That's how the Athens Daily Banner reported the incident. With nervous excitement, all on board the train awaited the crash, as they fully knew it was just ahead, and yet it was safer by far to remain on the train than to take a reckless plunge into the darkness. Despite the obvious danger, the mail clerk and the express manager decided to take matters into their own hands. After the car had traveled about 2 miles, they decided to jump to safety, and they did so and suffered only minor injuries. Now, at this point, I can't imagine what the rest of the passengers on the train must have been thinking. Should I also jump? What are these two folks who jump? What do they know that I don't know? And so they're sitting there. The runaway car continues its journey for about another 2 miles. And that included a trek over a high trestle over Walnut Creek. And shortly past the trestle, the runaway coach encountered a sharp curve where it jumped the track. The coach, as you might imagine, was badly damaged, the track torn up, and several passengers were injured, but no one was killed, somehow. Now, the reports don't say whether the railroad required them to pay a fare for their journey back to Belmont to continue their trip to wherever they were going. I don't know, it doesn't say what they did, but I personally probably would have sought some alternative form of transportation. I'm not sure I would get back on a train. And if anybody knows the history of the Gainesville, Jefferson, and Southern, which went on and lived for years as the Gainesville Midland, you might recognize that this could actually qualify as the high point of the railroad's operations. If you could pick one moment in history that aptly summed up the Gainesville, Jefferson, and Southern, it might actually be a runaway train in 1900. Gainesville, Jefferson, and Southern, perhaps that's a good topic for another day. I hope you enjoyed this presentation. For more unexpected tales from the rails, please subscribe to the Rail Fanning Review podcast. For railfanning.org, I'm Todd DeFeo. Be sure to visit railfanning.org for more news, features, and photos from the rails.